Leanne McLean, good morning. Thank you for coming on the program.
Good morning, Kylie. Good morning to your listeners.
What was your response when you saw the Four Corners footage of the detainee having his legs folded back, being sat on by guards while he's pleading for them to stop?
It is absolutely and utterly appalling, Kylie, that we would, in Australia, think that it is reasonable to treat a child that way, and that we have a system, and obviously this was the Western Australian system, and it's unclear to me entirely the extent of this kind of the usage of this sort of activity across Australia, but it is absolutely unacceptable. That child was not being treated with dignity. He was not being treated with respect. He was being harmed, and arguably, I actually think he was being tortured.
We keep seeing, though, these stories, and yet all these centres are still open. Why does it seem so impossible for governments to come up with solutions to find alternatives?
You're absolutely right, Kylie. You know, I was just listening to Lorraine Finlay, who's over in Geneva again, you know, working internationally to try and shift change in a very wealthy country. We should be able to do this nationally. I was incredibly frustrated last night to see the language of the report that went to all attorneys general around Australia, including our attorney here in Tasmania, which was very clear. We need to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility to 14. And somehow we don't. And I think the answer lies in the broader community perception of young people who are undertaking harmful and risky behaviour. We have a culture of blaming them. We have a culture of wanting them out of sight and out of mind. And the most concerning thing is that we actually think that that will make our community safer. The reality is it's doing the opposite.
Now, I know you're passionate about this because I've interviewed you numerous times in the last 18 months about this exact subject. What are you doing to change the outcome?
So aside from all of the public advocacy we do, we've been working on a piece of work here in my office for some time, which is it's a piece of advice, formal advice that we will give to the government on raising the age of criminal responsibility in Tasmania. So if we think back to the journey that we've been on in Tasmania around the strip searching of young people, that was advice that I provided to the government back in 2019, and that has resulted in the end of the routine strip searching of young people in a variety of custodial settings. We need to do something similar with the minimum age of criminal responsibility, and I hope to provide that advice as soon as possible. At the moment, I'm out consulting with young people who have experience of the youth justice system to help them have a say in that advice and other work we do around youth detention, because they are the most important voice. The wonderful thing about the Four Corners report last night is that we heard directly from young people with experience of the system. They are experts in the youth justice system. They know it better than anybody else, and we should be listening to them about what they need. The third piece of systemic work that needs to be done, Kylie, is around the use of force on children in a range of settings, but including custodial settings. Having a look at the policies and procedures that guide the use of force in detention in Tasmania and seeking information from the executives involved yesterday, it seems that those sorts of folds or pressure-based or pain-based compliance holds, which are just appalling, are not currently in use in the detention environment, but I think they probably have been at various stages in the past, and you've only got to listen to the evidence given at the Commission of Inquiry that we've had recently to understand that they certainly have been. But what we often overlook in Tasmania is that when you enter our youth justice system, when you are arrested, even if you are as young as 10, your pathway through the system includes the adult custodial environment. If you are arrested and you are taken into custody, even if you are as young as 10, you will go, if you're in the south, to the Hobart Reception Prison, and if you are in the north, to the Launceston Reception Prison. These are adult custodial facilities. And my understanding is that the use of those pressure-based folds are used or can be used in adult custodial facilities in Tasmania, and it is therefore my understanding that they could be used on a child in an adult custodial setting. That is not okay. And without some sort of legislative reform to ban them and to ban other, you know, things like spit hoods, mechanical chairs, these terrible torture devices that are used around the country, we cannot guarantee that they won't be used in the future.
Alam has texted in the program. He says, the still unanswered question is, how do you realistically deal with a violent and dangerous child? What is the answer?
Well, it's a big answer, so I'll try and give the abbreviated version. The first thing you do is you try and prevent the behaviour from emerging in the first place by having a range of primary preventative and family support mechanisms in place to support families. And believe it or not, to your listeners, that needs to start in the first 1,000 days of a child's life. And Tasmania has a long way to go to be able to support more families to thrive in those early years. Once you get that right, you then need a suite of diversionary and support programs that help families manage escalating behaviour if and when it emerges.
But that is in a perfect world. Our listeners would say, but that support has not been provided and that child is now violent and dangerous. So what do we do? We don't have the support services available.
One thing we can do if you're operating in the current paradigm is ensure that we are housing them in a therapeutic environment to help them shift their behaviour. And at the moment, the situation with Ashley Youth Detention Centre, given the staffing shortfalls and the range of issues that have been highlighted that, you know, I don't need to repeat, we're not currently able to house young people in a therapeutic environment. So it is very unfair for us to assume that these young people will do their detention time and then come out and all of a sudden their behaviour has shifted when they're moving straight back into the environment from whence they came and they haven't received the appropriate supports in detention to be able to help them shift them. It's not a situation that works. It's actually a criminogenic situation, and advocates around the country are calling for it to change.
My guest is Leanne McLean, Commissioner for Children and Young People. Now, yesterday, the National Children's Commissioner, Anne Hollands, said that we should treat these children as if they have a disability, not as if they are hardened criminals. Do you agree with that statement?
I do, and so often, Kylie, they do have a disability, or they do have a developmental delay, or they do have fetal alcohol syndrome. There are very, very few instances that I am aware of where a child is in detention simply because of their behaviour alone. There are always underlying factors that are either related to mental health, brain development, or trauma, noting all three of those things are interrelated. Yet we blame children for the situation that they are in. And we have to stop doing that if we're going to move forward. And this requires the leadership of governments to signal the policy change and to then give the many thousands of public servants who work with them a license to explore and do things differently. That is what is required in Tasmania.
We are running out of time, but I have a quick question from a texter who says, can you please explain exactly, briefly, what a therapeutic environment actually is?
Well, a therapeutic environment is a far more home-like environment than what is experienced at Ashley at the moment. It is filled with staff who are experts in their field of practitioner expertise, psychologists, nurses, speech pathologists, occupational therapists, and every interaction that occurs with a child in that environment is a therapeutic interaction. Every interaction is an opportunity to help them understand and shift their behaviour. It is largely based on relationships, and you certainly won't achieve it when you are locking children in their room for many hours a day.
And just finally, are you confident that this is being treated as a matter of extreme urgency?
No. I'm not confident it's being treated with a matter of extreme urgency. I think right across the country, what we see are governments shirking their responsibility to uphold the rights of children in favour of ensuring they meet the populist desire to have children out of sight and out of mind and in detention facilities. I think in Tasmania, in some ways, we are ahead of the game of other jurisdictions. At least our government here have admitted that our youth justice system is entirely not fit for purpose, and they have committed to change. We haven't seen what that is yet. We're all waiting to see what that is, to see how that matches up with best practice internationally. Obviously, I'm very interested. But right across the country, we have governments who are making decisions based on populism rather than what is in the best interest of children and upholding their human rights.
Leanne McLean, thank you so much for joining me.